The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
If you're still caught up in the mainstream media circus of mass distraction, you're missing the point. You're being blinded to the bigger picture. You'll not see it coming until it hits you head on. CNN, Fox, MSNBC, and the rest are only different flavors of power structure mass distraction. How many even wonder why stories like the Las Vegas massacre, the weather warfare disasters that recently occurred, and countless other forms of power structure orchestrated carnage occurring around the globe are quickly swept under the rug? Time to take a long, hard look at the horizon. Storm's upon us, and it will only get worse rapidly from here on out. Don't believe me? You will. Look at the frontline facts. Decide for yourself. What can we do to make a difference? Stay tuned. This is Dane Wigginton. You're listening to the Global Alert News Hour for November 4th, 2017. This is a commercial-free news hour brought to you by geoengineeringwatch.org. It's broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM. The Global Alert News Hour is also broadcast on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, the news you don't want to know, but need to know if you care about the future and truly want to make a difference for the better. Weekly announcement, as always, free materials at Orchard Nutrition in Redding if you're in the Shasta County area. If you promise to put those materials to work, DVDs on the lethal vaccination issue, climate engineering, 9/11, please just put them to work. We're trying to do our best to supply those materials. All we ask is that you help us circulate them. Final announcement before need-to-know headlines. This week in Eugene, Oregon, at the Lane County Event Center, the Gym Fair event, that's capital G-E-M-F-A-I-R-E. You can look that up online, get more details. The event started yesterday, goes through today, and through tomorrow. Gym Fair is a huge ally in the fight to expose and halt climate engineering. There's a geoengineeringwatch.org informational booth there with free materials as well. Support Gym Fair. Get the materials you need to help wake others up on the geoengineering issue. Next weekend in Puyallup, Washington, November 10th through 12th, Gym Fair event will be there at the Washington State Events Center. Again, you can look Gym Fair up online. Now moving on to what we face this week, another week in the asylum. And many ask this, I want to answer this question. Many ask why they're geoengineering without doing any investigation whatsoever. And that's difficult on comment threads to try to answer that question. It's a very complex question. And I hope more people actually investigate before simply throwing the question out there. It can't be answered easy on comment threads. Very complex answer. There are multiple informational presentations free to view on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org. Please investigate first and perhaps frame your questions around your investigation, because it's a complex question. It's difficult to answer on a comment thread. Something to keep in mind. On to the weather. With all the other mass distraction issues we face, the bottom line will continue to be, until the brutal bitter end, it will continue to be the state of the biosphere. Biosphere stops functioning, game over for all of us. On Tuesday, October 31st, snow was falling near Amarillo, Texas, where the temperatures were in the 50-degree range. Why is snow falling there? I'll get to that. Temperatures in the same area rose to the 80s the day after. Now parts of Texas are heading toward record temperatures pushing 100 degrees. Does anyone really believe this is normal or natural weather? Here's another historical example of geoengineered weather whiplash. In Amarillo, Texas, May 1st, 2013, Amarillo set an all-time high temperature record for the day of 100 degrees. It snowed the next day, May 2nd. Chemical exnucleation for weather modification processes can and do produce profound surface cool downs of the planet if enough moisture is present. The endothermic reacting energy-absorbing materials create a temporary and highly toxic surface cool down. Chemical ice nucleation of cloud moisture creates a layer of cold and thus dense air, which descends to the surface of the planet. Why do the climate engineers carry out the engineered cool downs? Though there's many agendas being carried out, a primary goal in doing this particular operation is to continue the confusion and division of the population in regard to the true state of the climate and the true degree of damage already done to the climate system. How do we know that these cool downs are actually engineered? First, lab tests prove geoengineering elements are in the precipitation from these events. Next, we now routinely see frozen precipitation occurring at temperatures well above freezing. This is especially true as these storms begin to be chemically ice nucleated. Eventually it cools those temperatures down, but we see it beginning at temperatures, again, far above freezing. Falling snow has been reported in such events with temperatures as high as 55 degrees. It must be remembered and considered that these are patented processes of chemical ice nucleation for weather modification. All should investigate the chemical ice nucleation issue by searching geoengineeringwatch.org, chemical ice nucleation. Easy to find articles on this subject. Or geoengineeringwatch.org, engineering snowstorms. We have, again, a number of detailed, well-documented articles on this issue. Some articles include videos of lab tests in which the full power of the chemical ice nucleating elements can be seen. For example, a few drops of chemical or biological ice nucleating agents added to a container of water can freeze the contents of that container instantly. Finally, how do we know that the engineered cooldowns are only creating a surface layer of cool air? Because the temperatures at higher altitudes are above, too far above normal, virtually everywhere we've been able to get readings. Geoengineeringwatch.org is communicating with commercial airline pilots that continue to confirm this fact. Consider this. In the past, snow was always associated with elevation. Forecasters always referred to snow levels being associated with higher elevations. Now, all too often, elevation is never even mentioned. Forecasters commonly refer to the, quote, warm side of the storm and the, quote, cold side of the storm. How can people not see through the absurdity of such a forecast? Such a forecast is, in fact, not a forecast at all. Rather, it's simply the reading of a script that is given to meteorologists by private defense contractors like Raytheon and Lockheed Martin, who are also a huge component in climate engineering. Weather update before other headlines. Here's some terms that are now being used by our paid script reading so-called meteorologists. Mostly sunny. First, I've mentioned that one before. How can a meteorologist know that it will be mostly sunny days in advance, and when mostly sunny means in so many locations, no natural clouds, just a sprayed haze overhead? And the spineless cowards that masquerade as meteorologists simply play their part in this insane drama that we all find ourselves in. In years now past, when storms came through in Northern California, for example, it rained for days on end. The storms could easily be made out on radar. Large counterclockwise rotating low pressure systems coming in from the Pacific. Now we all too often get nothing more than a constant drip from a featureless sky of toxic aerosolized cloud cover, completely different from what once was. Few have noticed. They don't notice the weather whiplash in between rain events as well, when as soon as the clouds clear, the sun is burning your skin. Where is our sense of consciousness as to the environment in which we live? Now, what terms are the script-reading meteorologists using instead of just stating rain? Because we used to have days of rain on end. Listen carefully. Every single term I'm about to read is from the Power Structure Paid For AccuWeather site. These terms are used to forecast were used to forecast throughout the month of November this year, 2017, in Northern California. Here's the terms they use. Instead of just rain, we used to have rain, day after day. Now here's what we get. Because the clouds are so aerosolized, the more particulates that are sprayed into the clouds, there's too many condensation nuclei, too many particles. The droplets don't combine and fall as rain. It tends to migrate that moisture right over the top of us, creating massive canopies of largely rainless cloud cover or very little rain. And this is what solar radiation management is. So here's the terms we have from AccuWeather, and this is only for the month of November. Consider that. Periods of rain, occasional rain. These are all for different days, by the way. Periods of rain, occasional rain, rain and drizzle possible, a couple of showers possible, mostly cloudy, rain possible, rather cloudy, rain possible, mostly cloudy, a little rain, showers around, spotty showers, mostly cloudy with the shower, a touch of afternoon rain, a touch of afternoon rain in spots. The climate engineers will continue to try and engineer winter on an incinerating planet. They'll continue to manipulate the upper level wind currents and the precipitation patterns, and they will migrate rain from one place to another. That's a primary aspect of climate engineering. That's why California's been in a drought for so long. And even with all the rain we got last winter in places of California, there would have been more. And we can see this on the radar. We can see the rain being migrated as it's aerosolized and hit with radio frequency microwave transmissions, which tend to scatter those particulates in a wider zone and thus disperse the rainfall. We're not guessing. We can see this happening. And how many days do we have now with no rain, no wind, no sun? I'm off grid, completely off grid, have been for 15 years. I have wind, hydro, and solar power. I should have one of those power sources available all the time. Now, all too often, unlike years past when I had multiple sources of power, now I have none because there's so many days, no wind, no rain, no sun. I spoke in front of the California Energy Commission 5 or 6 years ago in front of the whole commission, met with their top scientists in Sacramento, passed on data to their top scientists because at that commission meeting, the commission voted to purchase a $200,000 spectrometer from Scripps Institute to determine the origin and composition of unknown particulates that were costing the state of California 20 to 40% of its rainfall. And why did the Energy Commission care about that? Because they were losing hydropower. And they couldn't figure out why. That device was purchased at that meeting, authorized for purchase. It's never been seen from or heard from since. Who knows what closet that spectrometer is hiding in, because those at the top of the food chain don't want this issue disclosed. Climate engineering. Cover up from top to bottom. Deception from top to bottom. I want to move on. Time goes fast as there's too many headlines to cover. In regard to deception, let's look at a recent headline. Google and Soros backed fact checkers. So-called fact checkers. We know they're anything but. Join forces to control news search results. We're swimming in a sea of deception from this report. Google has partnered with an organization largely funded by billionaire George Soros to, quote, fact-check news stories, a move that could affect search results for certain news agencies. This has already been happening. Nothing new, more blatant now, as the criminal cabal that controls what we hear or don't hear, what information we see or don't see, is tightening the noose rapidly. In regard to that type of quote-unquote news, here's a headline to elaborate on what type of news they allow to be propagated. Here's the headline. And this is from a so-called environmental site. There's a damn good chance your neighbor thinks chemtrails are real. From a science website author named Brian Kahn, K-A-H-N. Look him up. Tell him what you think. An author and website that claims to care about the environment and are doing their best to marginalize the most dire environmental issue of all, global climate engineering operations. Here's an excerpt from this report. Research by Harvard scientist, David Keith being one, published at Palgrave Communications on Tuesday, show that a shocking number of people believe in the, I'm quoting from the article, this is not my words, believe in the batshit theory that government is secretly spraying chemicals into the sky, i.e. chemtrails, to control the weather. Now, first, I want to state what I've stated over and over and over for those people who refuse to let go of the chemtrails term because it just feels good to use it. You're not helping our cause. You're not helping. And if you use the climate science terms, do you think that they could have wrote an article saying there's a damn good chance your neighbor thinks geoengineering is real? Do you think they would have written that article? Or do you think they would have called Chemtrails Kelly, Arizona Senator Chemtrails Kelly, do you think they would have called her Geoengineering Kelly or Climate Engineering Kelly? The chemtrails term is harmful to our cause. There is no basis in that term, with one exception, that Dennis Kucinich once used it. That doesn't make it a valid term. And the quote-unquote Chemtrails Manual, U.S. Air Force Chemtrails Manual, has zero, nothing to do with climate engineering. It's a first-year cadet chemistry course manual. If we're going to be effective in the battle to expose and halt climate engineering, we have to learn how to play chess effectively. Use the science terms, unless you want to hurt the climate engineering, anti-climate engineering cause. So when you see articles like this attempt from Mr. Brian Kahn to marginalize the climate engineering issue, and thus he uses the chemtrails term, and stories like this put out by Google and Soros-like people, of which they're on every side of the fence. I don't care what political stripe you wear. Doesn't matter. Those at the top are all part of the same cabal. But when you see information like this, make it a point to contact people like Brian Kahn and point out to him that when the public wakes up to this dire issue, which has killed countless individuals all over the globe, destroying our planet's life support systems, that the public, when they wake up, will certainly hold people like him, Brian Kahn, legally and morally accountable as accomplices in the climate engineering cover-up. Notify anybody who plays the part of Brian Kahn in this article. Whether it's your local meteorologist, your local newsacre, like we have in Northern California, we have Mike Mangus, a supposed deacon in a church, a religious individual in his own by his own description, and yet he's playing the power structure part that's been assigned to him. Our local meteorologist in Northern California, Mike Mangus, who will not publicly address this issue at all because he knows it's going on. They all know it's going on. Make those people accountable. Send them an email. CC as many other individuals as you can, prominent individuals. Openly CC them so they're part of the conversation, and send credible data to these individuals and point out to them that we now know that they know. They can't deny they didn't know. And when the public wakes up, they will hold them accountable. That's what you do when you find a disinformation article like the one I just read, using the chemtrails term. Use the science terms. Another story that we need to keep in mind that may not be reported for long. After alert after collapse at nuclear site in North Korea, fears of massive radioactive leak, scientists state fallout may spread across entire hemisphere. Expert says could cause major disaster. Radioactive material will go into the ocean a bit like Fukushima. Wonderful. Another gift of nuclear power that keeps on giving. And we have the current administration and many previous administrations, because they're all part of the criminal cabal, different factions perhaps, but all part of the cabal, pushing nuclear power as if it's some free forever form of energy. It's forever. That's a fact. And we're about to find out how forever, as the planet will now be polluted from now on from sites like this and many more to follow. This is only the beginning. Back to climate engineering, back to the chemical ice nucleation I mentioned before. Here's a headline. Apocalyptic photos show sea of hail swamping cars in Argentina. Hailstorms dump almost, this is from the headline, this is from the report. Hailstorms dump almost 5 feet of hailstones in minutes. How does this happen? This sounds like something from the Day After Tomorrow movie, doesn't it? Because they're chemically ice nucleating anything they can to try to create those surface cool downs I just discussed. And we will see more and more headlines like this. And when they chemically nucleate, it starts to form that core around which the hailstones grow, just like we've seen in Lake Michigan and other shores, 75, 80 pound perfectly spherical ice balls. If you've never seen those, search that. Search Lake Michigan ice balls. You'll be shocked at what you've never seen from mainstream media. How do ice balls form in 40-degree lake water? Good question, isn't it? Search geoengineeringwatch.org, ice balls, Lake Michigan. You'll find more data on that. In fact, most any subject you want to explore on this issue, search geoengineeringwatch.org in that study, in that subject, whether it's destroying the ozone layer or geoengineering creating drought, creating fires. Just search those words with geoengineeringwatch.org. You should find articles. Now, back to the state of the climate, in which so many people, because of the type of factors I've just been over, the attempt by the geoengineers to confuse and divide the population. So many people are still convinced, intelligent people, still convinced there's nothing wrong with the climate. There's nothing wrong with filling the atmosphere with greenhouse gases. It's all fine. The Earth has some magical thermostat that controls everything, and that's not an issue, and we can all just keep having a fossil fuel fiesta from now on. And the issues I'm discussing now are exponentially more important than the mass distraction theater on mainstream media. Total distraction. I don't care what the story is. I don't care if it's the Trump-Russia story or the Hillary-Russia story or anything in between. Mass distraction to keep the public's focus off the fact that the biosphere is imploding around them. The planet is absolutely incinerating, geoengineering is making it worse, not better, but it is not the only cause. To think it's the only cause of biosphere destruction is not rational. It's not logical. Many intelligent people have convinced themselves either that, one, there's nothing wrong with the climate, which is absurd, or two, that the only thing wrong with the climate or the biosphere is geoengineering. Also absurd. How can the planet or the atmosphere know the difference between a particle from a forest fire, which is definitely related to climate engineering as well, but we have particles from smokestacks, cars, and everything in between. All of that has an effect on the Earth's energy balance. How could it not have an effect? We see profound signs of this because nighttime low temperatures are rising twice as fast as daytime highs. Why? Because the planet's not cooling off. Why? Because the greenhouse gas layer is getting thicker and thicker and thicker. And now it's an exponential equation, a runaway event right now. Let me go over some headlines to back this up. Carbon dioxide levels exploded in 2015, highest seen since end of ice age. 2016, we just got those readings. Off the scale, yet a new record. In 2016, the rate of acceleration was 50% higher than previous years. So as bad as 2015 was and previous years before that, 2016 is far worse still. We have CO2 levels exploding. And yes, geoengineering is feeding into this radically, not just with all the aircraft that are circling our planet every day, spewing out tens of millions of tons of toxic particulates. And the engines on those aircraft alone put an immense amount of CO2 in the atmosphere on top of the pollution they're spraying intentionally as part of the solar radiation management programs. But we now have runaway events occurring that are feeding into the positive feedback loops, if you will, perhaps 50 or more that are accelerating this warming. And we have methane, and that must be remembered on top of CO2. Methane is an even more dire threat. Here's a headline from last week. Scientists can't explain a worrying rise in methane levels. From this report, the World Meteorological Association report also points to a mysterious rise in the levels of methane in the atmosphere. Now, let's look at this headline for a moment. For how many years have I been discussing the fact, I and others, that methane is spewing out of thawing deposits in tundra on the seafloor, filling the atmosphere? We have massive methane craters all over Siberia. We have fracking wells everywhere spewing methane. Livestock is a problem, but a smaller problem compared to these bigger issues. And yet, these scientists just can't explain it. They just can't explain it. Just like the scientists that can't explain the fish kills that I talk about every week, or the tree die-off that they want to pin only on the beetles. That's what most of academia is doing right now, betraying the human race and the entire web of life by playing dumb. And that's exactly what they're doing. The atmosphere is filling with methane. If we continue on this course, done. Planet Earth is done. Venus syndrome, that's where we're headed. Please don't believe me. Please look it up, investigate for yourself, and get past your Al Gore bias. We all hate Al Gore for many reasons. Hypocrite, part of the power structure. Get past it. Get over it. Look at real data. Stand on the truth. If we have any chance of combining our efforts with the climate science community and getting them to come out of the shadows and join the anti-climate engineering movement, we have to stand on solid ground, not ideology, bias, and preconception. More headlines. Middle Eastern governments well aware. Listen carefully to this headline. This is how bad it is. It's worse than this, in fact. Middle Eastern governments well aware of impending climate change and land, water, and food and energy scarcity problems of, quote, unimaginable proportions, official documents reveal from this report. Governments across the Middle East are privately well aware of the threats that climate change, water scarcity, and soil erosion and food and energy scarcity pose to their continued existence. Official documents obtained by insurgent intelligence, quote, have revealed, and they're quoting again, the document notes that such intensifying scarcity of land and water, particularly for food production, is being exacerbated because the, quote, green revolution is essentially over and high growth rates in agricultural cannot be sustained through current technology. The reality is that the, quote, green revolution was really just a wholesale looting of the world's topsoil for a short-term boom in agriculture productivity and human population at the expense of practically everything else in the world, enabled through the use of mined fertilizers and novel pesticides and herbicides with a limited time period of efficacy. These problems compound to form a threat of, quote, unimaginable proportions, according to the documents in question, from the Organization for Islamic Cooperation, the OIC, which is the second largest intergovernmental body in the world after the United Nations, consisting of 57 member states spread across four continents. So how do we take all of this? This is a business as usual for as long as possible, seems to be the plan. That's the state of Western society as well. Business as usual until the brutal, bitter end. Putting the OIC members in line with much of the rest of the world is what the final statement is from this report. Let's just party until there's nothing left. A material consumption orgy of total destruction to our planet. No regard for the natural world. How many people are completely disconnected from the natural world? And how many people supporting now, because they're supporting the current administration and other administrations who ultimately all supported the fossil fuel military industrial complex. Another headline, BP and Shell planning for catastrophic 5 degrees C global warming despite publicly backing Paris Climate Agreement. First, if they're planning for 5 degrees C, and we're already likely past 3.5 degrees C right now, based on frontline data, that fact is being hidden. That's higher than the baseline at which humans have existed on the planet already. 5C means we're gone. We're done. The human race is over, extinct. The Anthropocene era is over. From this headline from BP and Shell, companies are trying to have their oil and, quote, drink it too by committing to a 2 degrees C in public for climate change while planning for a much higher temperature rise in the future, says shareholder campaign group called Share Action. Total willful insanity. Business as usual until nothing is left alive. Another headline. Scientists warn of, quote, ecological Armageddon amid waves of heat and climate refugees. That's what's happening around the globe as well. Ecosystems are collapsing. Heat waves are immense in so many places, and the drought. And again, so much of this is made worse by climate engineering. The droughts in particular, it's been used as a weapon for decades in Africa, cut their water off, bring the country to their knee, and occupy. That's why the U.S. occupies 53 of 54 nations in Africa. Because they use weather as a weapon. They force those countries to their knees with no regard for the long-term effects on the planet, the biosphere, the planet's ability to support life. So we have refugees. That crisis will increase dramatically in the weeks and months to come. Another headline, extreme warming at the poles this week. Arctic and Antarctic temperatures to rise 20 to 30 degrees C, not Fahrenheit, 20 to 30 degrees C above average in some locations. That's 54 degrees above normal. From this report, over next week, polar amplification is predicted to generate very extreme warm temperatures for both poles of our world. Right now, geoengineering is simply a game of weather whack-a-mole. Wherever they can push enough moisture, they chemically nucleate it to produce a surface cool down at the cost of worsening the overall warming. Those in power don't care. Just like the chemical Corexit that was used at the Macondo oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. That chemical made that spill 52 times more toxic. But it helped to hide the problem, and that's all they cared about. Same mentality with climate engineering. If we don't expose it and stop it, we have no chance, mathematically speaking. And if we can't expose it and stop it, we have many other challenges to face. For those who think this is our only problem with the environment, that is absolutely irrational. Human race has been horrible stewards of this planet. We don't deserve this planet, taken as a whole. I know there's many exceptions, and I appreciate those exceptions, but I'm saying as a whole, the human race has shown total contempt for planet Earth and the web of life on which our lives depend. More headlines. The latest from the Arctic and Antarctica. Arctic sea ice volume is the lowest on record. For those who continually tout the completely fabricated nonsense that ice is expanding, that's a complete lie. And the only figure that's at this point still very deceptive is the Arctic ice extent, the surface area, because they're chemically nucleating a slush on the surface from the same processes I've already went over in this program, this broadcast, and it creates a statistical surface layer of ice, even though 85% of a particular part of ocean may still be just ocean. If 15% is slush, they call it ice pack. That's not ice pack. So what's the bottom line? Volume, the mass, lowest on record right now. More headlines. On thin ice, walruses threatened after U.S. declines to list as an endangered species. From this report, this shows the further contempt of our government for anything in the web of life. Walruses are facing a, quote, death sentence after the Trump administration declined last month to list the Pacific walrus as endangered, according to the Center for Biological Diversity. This, quote, disgraceful decision is a death sentence for the walrus, says Shay Wolf, climate science director for the Center for Biological Diversity. The current administration is virtually gutting any and every form of environmental protection while they're doubling down on climate engineering. And yes, though all previous administrations were all criminals, every single one, Obama, Bush, Clinton, all the rest, criminals. But it's reached a new level with this administration. There's no question. And don't fall for the dichotomous, he's against the power structure because they're attacking him. All theater. It's all theater. They're all part of the problem. This administration is virtually gutting any form of environmental protection and doubling down on climate engineering. And it's funny how many people I hear from that are delusionally thinking that somehow Mr. Trump is going to stop climate engineering. Couldn't be further from the truth. Couldn't be further from the truth. The rapid incineration of our planet isn't the only issue that climate engineering is making worse. We must also always constantly consider the fact that climate engineering is contaminating every breath we take in the entire web of life. Climate engineering is biological warfare by the nature of the toxic particulates that are being used. And we would be absolutely naive if we thought for a moment that our government isn't biologically testing on us on top of the already toxic materials being used. There's no question they're doing that as well. Here's a headline. Scientists discover signs of, quote, full-blown Alzheimer's disease in the brains of dolphins. From this report, scientists studying dolphins who died after washing ashore spotted the disease. Brains exhibited the evidence of Alzheimer's, including protein plaques and tangles. Findings suggest disease may be, now this is where the article goes absurdly off course, by the quote-unquote experts who always want to make us think everything's fine. Findings suggest disease may be a cause of longer lifespan. Researchers say, just like we've been told with human beings, a blatant, glaring lie. We're told that there's more Alzheimer's cases because human beings are living longer. A lie from every direction. Lifespan in the U.S. is declining, not accelerating. And we now have peer-reviewed study to say, proof positive, that without aluminum being in the equation, regardless of the other elements involved, there would be no Alzheimer's in the normal human lifespan of 100 years. And the same is true with the dolphins. The same is true with the bees that are also dying of aluminum. I've spoken to people who claim to know a lot about bees and didn't even have a clue that we have peer-reviewed study now to prove the bees are also dying of symptoms that resemble Alzheimer's and dementia. Why? Because they're full of aluminum. Look it up. Search bees aluminum. It's happening to the entire web of life. Whales washing on shore. Many causes. There's many factors involved. We have a superheating ocean. We have a food chain collapsing. Climate engineering destroying the ozone layer, killing plankton. Food chain, again, collapsing. So we have to have mortality everywhere. The oceans are dying by the day, but we now have dolphins and bees with Alzheimer's disease. What do we think is happening to us? We're breathing this in with every breath we take. And how many people do all of us know that are involved in whatever cause they're involved with that doesn't mean anything against the backdrop of not being able to breathe clean air and not having a planet that has a functional life support system on it? That must be our top priority if we're to survive much longer on this planet. If we can stop climate engineering, we can at least buy some time. Our challenges are by no means over, but we can at least buy some time. More headlines. UK's Halley Antarctic base set for second closure. Why? You should look this one up because that base is astounding to look at. It looks like something from a science fiction movie. The British Antarctic Survey will once again close its Halley station at the end of the coming southern hemisphere. The base sits on the floating Brunt ice shelf, which is currently being broken up by two large developing cracks. Both fissures, which threaten at some point to spawn colossal icebergs, have continued to propagate through the winter. Every NASA satellite photo we examine, and we look at them every single day, shows that the Antarctic ice shelves are breaking apart right now in countless locations in spite of the fact they're just coming out of winter. So again, get past the disinformation put out by the fossil fuel industrial complex that so many people like to share and circulate, even people who claim to be fighting climate engineering, actually pushing the narrative that the climate engineers and the power structure want them to push, that everything's fine with the climate. That's part of the massive geoengineering deception, to make people believe that everything's fine with the climate. Nucleate some cool downs, some chemical snow at 50 degrees, and make everybody think it's fine. Those who choose not to believe the truth or choose not to actually investigate, look at the frontline facts. Get past your disdain for Al Gore. Another headline. A glacier that could add 11 feet to the sea level, to sea levels, is dangerously close to melting. Totten Glacier, the largest in East Antarctica, is being melted from below by warm water that reaches the ice. Up until now, it wasn't entirely clear what was pushing this warm water towards the glacier. However, a research team at the University of Texas has made the worrying discovery that it is, in fact, intense winds that are to blame. Other factors as well. As I publicized last week, we have ocean temperatures were, in many sense, based on paleo data, underestimated by 15 degrees. That means it's 15 degrees warmer than we've really been told. Massively warm oceans, wind currents that are changing, geoengineering is a large part of that factor as well. Every road that connects to geoengineering leads to global omnicide. Every road. Geoengineering is the single most insane, most destructive endeavor ever launched by the human race, short of nuclear cataclysm. We must stop it. We must expose it and stop it. More headlines. Intensifying winds could increase East Antarctica's contribution to sea level rise. A follow-up headline on what I just read. East ice sheet sensitivity to wind forcing has been hypothesized for a long time, but it takes decades of observation to show unequivocal cause and effect, said Donald Blankenship, a senior researcher for UTIG who contributed to the study and another study. Now, quote, now we're at the point where we can explicitly show the links between what happens in the atmosphere and what happens in the ocean and what happens to the Antarctic ice. Again, we're back to scientists, so-called scientists that are completely, I don't know what word to use for it, but dysfunctional at this point. That it takes a recent study, it took a team of 24 scientists 3 years to determine, yes, Greenland's melting and the water's running into the sea. Does it take 24 scientists 3 years to determine that? It's so absurd, it's beyond belief. And we have scientists stating that aluminum's not bad for us, it's all fine, that radiation isn't so bad now that they've raised the quote-unquote safe levels by 10,000%. That's how they hide the magnitude of the problem. This is academia. People in academia that have no moral compass whatsoever. And the ranks of academia are full of such people. And even those who are not directly participating in the insanity are passively participating by their denial. In the case of climate engineering is the most blatant example. We have so many so-called environmentalists and environmental scientists ignoring the geoengineering elephant in the room that's tearing the planet's life support systems apart. Continuing with more of the, quote, cover-up. Satellites measuring Earth's melting ice sheets go dark. How convenient. This is where we have not just the U.S. administration, but administrations in Australia, New Zealand, Canada, firing climate scientists, and maybe that'll make those scientists start to stand up when they can no longer depend on their paychecks and pensions. They can stand up and tell the truth. But now we have, from this report, update 27th of October, 11:25 a.m., NASA announced today that it has ended the GRACE science operations earlier than expected. Now, again, this is very convenient. As the ice sheets implode, the satellite measuring the volume of those ice sheets go dark. How convenient. Another headline. New NASA maps have very bad news for Greenland. And when I hear from people, we can't trust NASA. Well, that's true. That's true. The NASA is just an arm of the military-industrial complex, that's all. But the fact of the matter is this. NASA has helped in the cover-up of how severely damaged the planet is. They're not exaggerating it. How much proof do we need? How much of the planet needs to burn down and melt and implode before we understand that these agencies, true, are not telling us what reality is, but they're shielding the public from the severity of what's unfolding. They're covering the tracks of the climate engineers who are trying to hide that severity to keep the business-as-usual paradigm going on for as long as possible. From this report, now in a cruel coincidence, And I don't think it's a coincidence. I think we have some climate scientists that are starting to find their backbone. New NASA maps show that Greenland is actually physically shrinking, and it's happening at a much quicker pace than scientists once thought. What have we said at Geoengineering Watch for years? It's far worse than anything Mr. Gore said. Gore's a liar and a hypocrite, yes, but the data that he gives is not nearly as bad as the frontline reality. Continuing from this report, on Wednesday in the Journal of Geophysical Research Letters, a team of scientists together with collaborators from over 30 institutions published the most accurate high-resolution maps of Greenland's bedrock and coastal seafloor. The satellite maps revealed some terrible news for the country's 54,100 inhabitants. While scientists had long known that some of the glaciers compromising the icy landmass were melting because of climate change, it now appears that up to four times the original number of glaciers are under threat. The new map suggests that the effects of climate change, and we're not, climate engineering, of course, is never mentioned in these articles, on Greenland will be much sooner than expected, i.e., it's much worse than expected. It may seem intuitive that the water gets colder as you go deeper into the ocean around Greenland, but the opposite is true. The surface water is actually colder because it flows down from the Arctic Ocean. Beneath that, the water is about 6 to 8 degrees Fahrenheit warmer, which flows from more temperate southern waters. The discovery that there are more glaciers that dip into these waters than previously expected is terrible news for Greenlanders, whose country is literally shrinking, and for the rest of us, who will actually have to deal with 24.34 feet of sea level rise, according to the new estimates. Not so good for coastal property, is it? And it's happening quite fast. Not going to happen overnight, but it's happening quickly. And we can count on, at some point down the road, another 190 feet of sea level rise from Greenland. Coastal borders are changing. Coastal boundaries are changing. Shorelines are changing right now because sea levels are rising. And sea levels don't rise uniformly, by the way. For those who think it's uniform all over the globe, it's not. There's other factors. Thermal expansion also heating the oceans. Headline from this week again. Massive government report says climate is warming and humans are the cause. On this subject, for so many people who try to convince themselves that the changing climate has nothing to do with humanity, I challenge you to look this up. Look up the statistical odds of anthropogenic warming not being human-caused. The odds are a virtual zero. For those who think that we could do what we've done to the planet, regardless of any other effect, cosmological, geologic, which is still related to human activity in many ways, but the mathematical odds of this exact scenario happening at this exact time, in perfect lockstep with human activity, which has a cause and effect that cannot be ignored. We have to use the Occam's razor premise. Look that premise up if you don't know what it is. And statisticians have done this calculation of the statistical odds that the current changes are not human caused and the odds are zero. There's no chance. This is absolutely humans treating the planet with total contempt. The biggest form of which is climate engineering. It's the most aggressive assault against the web of life ever launched by the human race, short of nuclear cataclysm. But the bottom line is, the data is everywhere. And if we're to stop climate engineering, we have to recognize these simple premises. Yes, we recognize the planet's warming, and climate engineering is making it worse, not better. And for the environmental communities that want to pretend climate engineering isn't happening, your hypocrisy is unimaginable. And you should consider this. There is no legitimate discussion about the climate without first and foremost discussing climate engineering. And there's no legitimate discussion about climate engineering without first and foremost discussing chemical ice nucleation for weather modification, thus engineered cool downs. Another headline. Climate change is already bringing disease, air pollution, and heat waves. Let's weave climate engineering into that on the air pollution factor. Try to get your arms around the total betrayal of academia that won't acknowledge in any way, shape, or form the jet aircraft that are filling our skies with air particle pollution of the most deadly kind. Extremely small particles of toxic heavy metals, nanoparticulates of heavy metals, and we have no acknowledgement from academia whatsoever. Criminal betrayal. And when we can expose climate engineering, all those involved with the cover-up, everyone in air quality, air testing, everyone who lied and helped to cover the tracks of the climate engineers, all of them should be, must be, put on trial for their part in the criminal climate engineering cover-up, trials resembling the Nuremberg trials, so that these people can be held legally and morally accountable for their part in the climate engineering programs of global omnicide. Citing the Bible, this is another headline. Citing the Bible, the EPA just changed its rules for science advisors. What is a science advisor? Why does he have any business citing the Bible? Aren't religion and politics supposed to be separated? They are. He has no right to take this rule and to do what he's doing, which is the epitome of hypocrisy. Referencing the book of Joshua, EPA head Scott Pruitt announced sweeping changes to the agency's science advisory boards, opening the door to more input from the business world. Total hypocrisy, and so much hypocrisy coming from the so-called spiritual communities, saying one thing and doing another, completely ignoring their own scriptures, which state very clearly, we are required to be good stewards of the planet. We are required to face injustices and do something about it once we know. And what have I had? Every spiritual leader in Northern California, and I've met with all the major ones in the Redding area, what have they told me? We don't need to worry about this. We don't need to worry about what they're doing in the climate or spraying above us because it's all in big hands. It'll all be taken care of. That's total hypocrisy, completely against scripture. That's a coward's way out for pastors that are more concerned about their 501c3 nonprofits than they are doing what's right. Total hypocrisy. Same thing we see here with the Trump appointee, Mr. Scott Pruitt, quoting scripture while he's gutting any and every form of environmental protection and installing scientists from the business world, i.e. Monsanto and the rest. That's what we have happening with this administration, more than any other. They're all bad. This one's worse. And while the planet's life support systems continue to implode by the day, with climate engineering again further fueling the fire, what are the disaster capitalists up to? Like pirates on a sinking ship. They're trying to fill their pockets with loot before the ship sinks. The disaster capitalists are doing what they do best. Here's another headline to drive that point home. With the engineered, steered, manipulated cyclones, spawned by nature but steered by man, that just slaughtered some of the islands in the Caribbean. Here's the headline. Can you say corruption? Question mark. Puerto Rico contract for the Trump-connected raises concerns. For the Trump-connected. Remember that part. A tiny company financed by a major donor to the Trump campaign and the Republican Party awarded no-bid contract to rebuild the energy grid. Critics raised suspicions on Tuesday over the $300 million no-bid contract that was awarded to a small two-year-old private energy company to restore Puerto Rico's electrical grid. The company is financed by a major donor to the Trump campaign and the Republican Party, and also has connections to the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke. There you have it. More proof of corruption, damning proof. From Secretary Zinke's hometown, a small two-person company, on the day Maria hit Puerto Rico, wins a no-bid contract to restore Puerto Rico's electricity with your tax dollars. No government agencies, and this is right from the contract, by the way, states right on the contract that no government agencies in any event shall have any right to ever audit or review the cost and profit elements of this contract. It happened on the day Maria hit. Tell me this is not all already set up. Goes right back to this storm being steered where it hit. All these webs of corruption were already in place. Already in place. Puerto Rico governor calls for Whitefish Energy contract to be canceled immediately. Follow-up story. Controversy over the up to $300 million contract has grown following a report in Washington Post detailing the mounting questions surrounding the deal. Members of Congress from both parties and Puerto Rican officials have called for investigations into the deal. It was widely reported that Whitefish only had two full-time employees when Maria made landfall, a number not disputed by Whitefish's own newly hired media at the time. Now, for those who, for some reason I can't begin to understand, support Hillary Clinton or Obama, those administrations were as corrupt as they could be also. This is not a this or that equation. The entire power structure is cancerous and has been for so long. and the U.S. population has been willing to turn two blind eyes to what was unfolding, what was metastasizing, what Eisenhower warned us about. Population willing to turn two blind eyes because they were too caught up on their material pursuits, their pursuits of personal pleasure that will very soon mean nothing. Retirement accounts, the long-term plans that people have had won't mean anything soon. As I've stated over and over for many years, biosphere collapse is the bottom line. That's the bottom line. We don't deal with that. Nothing else matters. But the Whitefish no bid, no audit contract corruption and its connection to the Trump appointee Ryan Zinke shows that the criminals who are masquerading as our government will try to line their pockets even as the global collapse is unfolding. And the same with previous administrations. Obviously, we know that. I have to say that over and over because every time I criticize the current administration, because that's who's in office now, who else would I criticize? I hear from people saying, why do you support Clinton? Why do you support Obama? I don't support either of those criminals. Please stop thinking dichotomously. The whole system is corrupt. But if you're supporting the current administration thinking there's any difference, you've been duped. You've been completely duped. And the attacks against Trump are just part of the drama to keep you distracted. All criminal from top to bottom. That's what our government is. And as I've stated many times in the past, what force is currently carrying out the bidding of our criminal government, the U.S. military? That, I'm sorry to say, is little more than a mercenary force for the completely out-of-control empire they represent. Are other governments around the globe criminal? Yes, of course. But the criminality is in direct proportion to the immensity of power in question. Where does that put the U.S. empire with a military force that is as big as the next 10 largest militaries combined? Americans must take a long, hard look in the mirror now, or will not have tomorrow. In the fight to reach a critical mass of awareness, it's imperative that we wake up our military brothers and sisters and their families to ask them to consider what it is they're a part of. They need to ask themselves what it is exactly they want to stand for and to look past the pitifully propagandistic military recruiting commercials that prey on the poor and the downtrodden, to join the ranks of the empire and find glory in some battlefield in a far-off land, acquiring the resources the empire needs to continue its military-industrial juggernaut of insanity and planetary destruction. That's the reality that we are currently in. Where do we go from here? The bottom line is this. It will continue to be this. The future, or lack of it, is not yet carved in stone. So much depends on what we individually do or don't do. That part of the equation will remain the same, as I've stated previously many times. None of us are helpless. None. But even now, so many are still sitting the bench in the apparent hope that someone somewhere will move the ball up the field, that someone somewhere will advance the cause. So they don't have to. This is a recipe for certain failure, not just for the individuals who choose to do nothing, but for all of us and the entire web of life on top. Such apathy will soon determine the fate of the human race, and indeed, again, perhaps the entire web of life. If you care about the greater good, about the children, about what yet remains of the web of life on this once thriving planet, then show it. Take effective and efficient action to help sound the alarm, to wake others, to help us reach a critical mass of awareness on this most critical issue of climate engineering as a top priority. Share credible data and verifiable data from a credible source. To do otherwise, to share sensationalized claims that have no basis in reality and thus only serve to discredit the very causes the propagators of the disinformation claim to be championing is to harm the cause. Credibility is crucial. Stand on solid ground. Share credible data. We must all make our voices heard now, today, lest we take our last breaths under a cloud of knowing we never even tried. This is the only thing we should fear. Taking our last breath without truly, trying to make a difference. It's not over till it's over. Never give up, ever. Until next week, this is Dane Wigginton with geoengineeringwatch.org.